people were actually picking up stones from the street and throwing it at the group and booing at them. So I think, you know, it goes to show that while, you know, we preach acceptance, we preach tolerance, and we preach diversity in our community, we don't necessarily always practice it. This is the first year that we will actually be marching in the parade since then. So we're actually looking forward to it. I think it's a great time to really to show the community that we're out there. We're out and to show the community we're with them, and we're not against them. You know, we want to fight just as much for equal rights as they do. And you know, we were part of Washington United for Marriage, so we were doing phone banking. You know, we were a coalition partner with them. We wanted to make sure that R-74 passed, and with our help, it did.
So what kind of a reception do you expect to get this time when you march in the parade?
Hopefully much better than rock throwing. So, you know, we fully expect, we expect the boos, we expect the hisses. You know, it's part of being a gay conservative in a very liberal part of the state and the country. Our main purpose, our focus is really about education, and we're not bad people. We have the same beliefs that you do, maybe not necessarily on a fiscal level, but we certainly do on a social level. And we will fight as hard as anybody to make sure that we're able to maintain the rights that we have and we're able to help others get the rights that we have outside of Washington State.